Books on Tape presents High Druid of Shannara, Jarka Roos, by Terry Brooks. Read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. She sat alone in her chambers, draped in twilight's shadows and evening solitude, her thoughts darker than the night descending and heavier than the weight of all Paranor. She retired early these days, ostensibly to work, but mostly to think, to ponder on the disappointment of today's failures and the bleakness of tomorrow's prospects. It was silent in the high tower, and the silence gave her a momentary respite from the struggle between herself and those she would lead. It lasted briefly, only so long as she remained secluded, but without its small daily comfort she sometimes thought she would have gone mad with despair. She was no longer a girl, no longer even young, though she retained her youthful looks, her pale translucent skin still unblemished and unlined, her startling blue eyes clear and her movements steady and certain. When she looked in the mirror, which she did infrequently now as then, she saw the girl she had been 20 years earlier, as if aging had been miraculously stayed. But while her body stayed young, her spirit grew old. Responsibility aged her more quickly than time. Only the druid sleep, should she avail herself of it, would stay the wearing of her heart, and she would not choose that remedy any time soon. She could not. She was the Ardris of the Third Druid Council, the High Druid of Paranor, and while she remained in that office, sleep of any kind was in short supply. Her gaze drifted to the windows of her chamber, looking west to where the sun was already gone behind the horizon, and the light it cast skyward in the wake of its descent, a dim glow beginning to fail. She thought her own star was setting as well, its light fading, its time passing, its chances slipping away.